Well, everything's very gentle tonight, and that's wonderful. But the words of this reading are anything but gentle, aren't they? Be aware. Be alert. Keep awake. And then just for emphasis, keep awake. Right? The urgency found elsewhere in the Gospel of Mark is as present as ever in today's reading. The Son of Man is coming, says Jesus. And the writer is almost yelling at us. And we're to anticipate that coming with a sense of gravity. Feels a lot like anxious foreboding to me. It's not exactly the celebratory, triumphant beckoning of, oh come, Emmanuel. To me, anyway. Actually, it kind of reminds me of the truck light parade last night. I don't know if anybody else went to that, but it was my first time. And I was there with a six-year-old. And we arrived at about 45 minutes early, and we waited and we waited for the parade to come by. We got the wrong message about what time that thing was supposed to start. And it was highly anticipated by all. We even got hot dogs and hot chocolate. We were all set up. Oak Bay Avenue was all lit up. The sidewalks on either side were full of people and families and dogs just as eager as we were. We had to leave, though, literally 5 minutes after the first trucks rolled past, because drowning out the Christmas music being piped out on a number of the impressively decorated trucks and floats were the blaring frickin' horns of the same large commercial vehicles that those lights and waving Santas were masking underneath. It was so loud and aggressive that the six-year-old in our party was completely turned off, and truth be told, so was I. What happened, I wondered, to just the festive, joyful Christmas tunes? They didn't seem to be enough. We needed more. We needed blaring horns. And it did seem a little ironic that horns on a vehicle are for emergencies, right? Blaring these horns along the route. And I don't know, but today's apocalyptic reading of the coming of the Son of Man is a bit like that for me. A bit of a buzzkill, really. So what are we to do with it? I have to admit, I am typically an impatient person. As a kid, I loved to sew and always wanted to make my own clothes. And I don't know if you, any of you are seamstresses or, what's the gender-neutral word for that? Tailor, thank you, tailors. But I also like to cook and bake. What I didn't like was taking the time to read the instructions or follow a recipe. I mean, you had to cut out the pattern, or if you were cooking, you had to measure the ingredients carefully and set everything up to prepare and get ready for whatever project you were undertaking. Oh, I could not be bothered. I always took the shortcuts along the way, never reading the instructions. And the results were, as you would expect most times, with the exception, exceptional success, just to reaffirm my confidence that I really didn't need any of this instruction stuff after all, like step 3 to 5 and whatever it was that I was supposed to be following. Those were unnecessary most of the time. So I get urgency. I get anticipation. I'm built for rushing ahead. But with this lead up to what has become arguably the most secular of holidays, I have to admit that what I anticipate most now about Advent is that it slows us down. Thank God. It relishes waiting. It reclines like a lazy Sunday afternoon, refusing to be rushed into Monday. So what are we to do with this text? I honestly don't really know. Which is why I'm going to do something I haven't done before. And I haven't seen it done here at the Abbey myself. I understand that it has been done before. But I want to ask you, and I'm glad we're a small group. The Son of Man is coming. There will be signs, we're told. And we're told what those signs even are. That after some suffering, the sun and the moon will be darkened, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. He will send out angels and gather his elect from the ends of the earth and heaven. But, we're told, no one knows when this will happen. So we have to be alert, attentive, awake, and wait-er. So what is this story? What is this apocalyptic message saying to you this Advent season, this year, this particular year? With all that's happening in the world, we can sure use, or I can sure use, the expectation of the coming Messiah, the return of the Messiah. But in real terms, do you have a sense of urgency? How do you beware, keep alert, stay awake? Or are you just caught up in the hubbub of the ever-lengthening secular season of Christmas? Too busy to notice that something is coming that goes beyond the overflowing tree. Or if there isn't to be a family gathering with too much food and other indulgences, and in fact, the waiting is really more of the same in your life. What does this story of exceptional anticipation say to you tonight? I do. I want you to talk with me. What is it saying to you? Anticipation, did you say? Yeah. And I think that this story, this reading, this proclamation, this edict should remind us that the story that begins on a dangerous journey to a high-risk birth in a nowhere town called Bethlehem is the same story that follows the carpenter teacher into the temple, overturning tables as he goes, feeding the 5,000, healing the sick, and walking on water. And it's the same story that follows that same risen Christ out of the tomb and into us, as you pointed out. Heaven and earth, we're told, will pass away, but God's word will not. This is the promise of Advent. Beware. Be alert. Keep awake. May the baby born in Bethlehem find you urgently, impatiently waiting. Amen. Mm-hmm.